Technology has taken some of the toil out of farm work. Tractors have satellite guidance systems. Harvesting machines are faster and more efficient. And with automated machinery, cows can almost milk themselves. But the isolation of farm work will never go away. Long hours and long distances can put a dent in a farmer's social life. When you have to rise before dawn, dinner and a movie is a bit impractical. Enter Jerry Miller, an advertising and PR man from Ohio. He created a website called FarmersOnly.com. It all started, Miller says, when he met a woman on an alpaca farm.
I met this one farmer that she got a divorce, and when I was talking to her, she said, "I'm really afraid that I'm never going to meet anybody new." And I said, "What are you talking about? You're such a great person. You'll meet someone." And she goes, "How do you meet somebody working on a farm all day?" And I said, "Well, you might have a point here. It's a little, the dating pool's a little sparse out here." She called me and said she tried online dating and was contacted by a bunch of guys from the, you know, bigger cities. She said city folks just don't get it.
What didn't they get?
They just don't understand the lifestyle. You know, they say, "Well, what do you, you work Monday through Friday, why don't we meet Saturday?" She goes, "That's, are you kidding me? That's one of my busiest days." "Well, why don't we meet at 7 tonight?" "Well, the sun doesn't go down till 8 tonight, you know."
Well, if I listen to you tell this story, it sounds like farmers don't even have enough time to date each other.
That's very true. It's funny because one of the last posts that gave me a chuckle, this one lady said, "I really need a date, but I can't date during harvest season.
So call me after October."
Yeah, right. And then somebody else posted saying, "Well, you know, that's great for harvest season, but they raise livestock, which is 365 days a year.
Well, who's using this site? Are they all farmers?
No, I say, see, I started off, you know, I put it together for farmers, and talking to rural people, you know, rural living out in the country, you know, surrounded by farmland and small towns, I found they have the same problem. You know, the dating pool in small communities, if you didn't marry your high school sweetheart, they had a hard time finding people themselves. I wanted only people that can relate to the farmer lifestyle.
How many people use the site?
Well, I launched it in May, and it took about 2 to 3 months to get the first 200 people on. I had one person come on from Texas, and then finally somebody from Indiana. Then it started growing at a nice pace, but just this last month, I've had a couple thousand people come on, and now that it had, the media stories have been out this week, I've had so many people come to the site, it actually crashed the site the last day.
I had a hard time logging on myself.
I found out that the story about the site went all over the AP wire. Now I'm getting calls from around the world. They want to interview me in England tonight, and we don't even go to England. You can't even be a member from Europe.
Have you made any matches?
I know there's quite a few people that have been matched up already and already dropped off the site, which was amazing. That's actually when there was only a few hundred people on.
So you started this site. You made a promise to that farmer that was looking for a date. Did you find someone for her? Has she found a mate?
Not yet. Actually, I just talked to her the other night, and I said, "Have you found anybody yet?" She goes, "I haven't even had time to go on the site." Are you kidding me? Last time I was on, there was only a couple hundred people on there, and I didn't see anybody. I said, "Well, now there's thousands of people on there." She goes, "Oh, I better get back on there."
Jerry Miller is founder of an internet dating site for farmers called FarmersOnly.com. He spoke to us from Beechwood, Ohio. Thanks so much for talking to us.